There soon might be a new hiking and biking trail in Michigan. It's to be a 47-mile-long trail called The Dragon. Scott Faulkner is the fundraising coordinator for the Dragon Trail Development. Welcome.
Thank you, Lester. We appreciate it.
So why are we calling it The Dragon?
Well, interestingly enough, we are fortunate to find that the actual reservoir, which is the Hardy Dam Reservoir, is in the shape of a Chinese dragon. And as we were planning this over the last 8 years or so, we noticed the anomaly on the map, and the name kind of stuck, and it's been with us ever since.
Tell us where this is at. What county, what area of the state?
It stretches across two counties. It sort of underscores the large scale of the project in Newaygo County and Mecosta County, Michigan. We're central Michigan. In it is our largest river system in the state of Michigan, the Muskegon River. And there are several dams on the Muskegon. The Hardy Dam, being the third largest earthen dam in the world, is the one that forms the Hardy Dam Reservoir, and that is the Dragon.
So what's going to be special or different about this trail versus any other trail in Michigan?
One of them is it's very pristine. The area surrounding the Dragon is entirely undeveloped. The only thing that's around it are a few campgrounds and such. And it's going to stay that way because the territory is owned by Consumers Energy, and so there won't be thousands of residents developed around this body of water. So it's very natural. That's one of them. The other is it's a loop trail. It's a 47-mile-long loop trail with water in the middle. So that makes it a very unique asset, not just in Michigan, but in the North American continent. Perhaps nowhere else on Earth are you going to find a trail with those kinds of specifications, as well as the opportunity to go through a multitude of really beautiful and natural Michigan ecosystems that have remained and will remain undisturbed.
Are you going to be able to see the reservoir most of the time while you're on the trail?
For much of the time, I'm going to say 80%+. There's a fine balance, Lester, of protecting the environment. And part of that is staying back away from the embankment to prevent erosion.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, it's a massive body of water, and much of the trail is close to the reservoir to maximize the views. Plus, there's an additional 13 scenic overlooks that allow folks that are in a more leisurely way, they're not trying to bike all the way through the whole thing, but to go out and really spend some time and overlooking the treasure of the water that's down below.
So do you still need some permits or approval or anything to get this going?
Well, we're down to one thing, and that is the blessing of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, FERC
yeah.
which manages all the properties in and around hydroelectric dams. We have been working with them very conscientiously for about the last 5 years. Have gone through several iterations of things that they have asked us for. Of course, extremely important, the environmental impact surveys, the economic impact, environmental stewardship, health and wellness, lots and lots of requirements from FERC. Each and every time, we have hired world-class talent to help us answer those questions correctly. So we feel confident that FERC approval is imminent, and we can't wait to get that phone call.
And when would construction start after you get the phone call?
Immediately.
What kind of surface will this trail be?
It'll be a natural surface trail that uses most of the dirt and other materials that are found on the trail itself. So the idea is you use the natural products in and around the trail system itself. You slope it appropriately so that water doesn't stand on it, and that prevents future erosion from happening. It'll vary between 2 and 4 feet wide, and it'll be optimized for a non-motorized use. So mountain biking, yes. Hiking and running, yes. Horses, no. And motors, no. So those are sort of the restrictions around it, but that's also designed to help preserve the experience of being on the Dragon.
And pending the FERC approval, you think the trail will be open next year, later this year?
No. It will take 3 seasons to construct.
Ah.
So if we are able to start this year, we'll be finished with it in 2021. We're going to start doing the easiest parts we can this year to get as far as we can, but there will be 3 suspension bridges and many, many hundreds of yards of elevated walkways over any kind of sensitive environmental areas. Those are going to be postponed till the next season and then also into the following year if need be.
We've been talking about the Dragon Trail. Scott Faulkner is the fundraising coordinator for the 47-mile-long trail. Thanks very much for telling us about it.
Lester, thank you for your time.